Thank you, sir. Thanks, everybody. It is time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game on the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hello, Peter. This is Mario Robles of Framingham, Massachusetts.
Hey, how are things in Framingham?
Just wonderful.
What do you do there?
I'm a husband, a father, and a sales rep for a bicycle company.
Oh, really? So
yeah.
You're selling bicycles?
I sell bicycles to bicycle shops, yeah.
Right. And are you guys coming up with anything really cool, like a bicycle with more than two wheels, for example?
Like a tricycle?
Yeah. Well, wait a minute. You mean somebody's already thought of that?
Amazing, isn't it?
Well, welcome to the show, Mario. Now, you're going to play our game in which you must tell truth from fiction. Corey, what is Mario's topic?
In search of... Oh, there it is.
Who doesn't love a good mystery? That's why it's always a little disappointing when we actually find the answer to the most mysterious questions. Our panelists will now tell you three tales of mysterious phenomena that turn out to have really mundane explanations. Only one of them is true, though, and if you pick that true story from the fake, you'll win Carl Castle's voice on your home answering machine or your voicemail. Ready to go?
I'm ready.
Let's hear from Amy Dickinson.
The first time the Virgin Mary visited Moline, Texas, she was sketched in oil, Quaker State oil, on the highway overpass. When passing cars noticed Mary's unmistakable visage during their morning rush hour, by noon a shrine had popped up. Pilgrims started to gather. Then, 3 days later, the Virgin Mary appeared again, this time baked into a piece of lightly buttered rye toast over at the Moline Sip and Stew. More pilgrims. They sold out the local Motel 6. Mary's next visitation was when her face was mowed into the high school football field. And then the Archdiocese got involved. Some basic investigation revealed that Moline's Mary Palooza was really the brainchild of Charlene Tangle, head of the local Chamber of Commerce. Tangle's Double Wide was a virtual merrymaking factory.
Whoa.
Her motivations, though, were pure. The economy has been so bad, people were praying for a miracle, she said. And we got one, right? I just had to help it along a little bit.
A Mary appearing in Moline, Texas, not the right Mary, but a Mary nonetheless. Your next story of an unsolved mystery comes from Roy Blunt, Jr.
In Harrisburg, Pennsylvania media circles, the biggest mystery over the past year or so was what the beautiful TV newscaster Annalicia Menou could possibly see in her steady date, Linus Prosh. Linus was a head shorter and infinitely dumpier than the willowy Annalicia. His most striking feature, his peculiar hair. On top, it was sandy and flat, but his ample facial plumage was fluffy and ash blonde with a greenish tinge. Some observers suspected Linus of dyeing his whiskers to evoke his only topic of conversation, his business, an environmentally progressive hot dog stand called the Greener Wiener. Then, it's an idea. Then, this week, scandal. Turned out Linus's visibility was a cover for Annalicia's torrid affair with a very married local megachurch pastor who also happened to be the Greener Wiener's principal investor. A local blogger came up with the best line. It turns out Linus not only had a funny-looking beard, he also was one.
An inexplicable relationship explained. Your last story of a mysterious phenomenon comes from Morocco.
What was that beautiful, sparkling glow stargazers saw trailing behind the space shuttle Discovery last week? No, the shuttle didn't have a leak. It was taking one. On that starry, starry night, pilot Kevin Ford dumped 10 days' worth of astronaut urine into space. Enough tang tinkle to fill a Big Dipper. It was, to be sure, gorgeous and only detectable by sight. Thank goodness the shuttle doesn't run on asparagus. But why had the shuttle waited so long to relieve itself? Was it having prostate problems? Turns out the International Space Station, where Discovery had been docked, wouldn't allow the shuttle to use the facilities. Still, was this necessary? Couldn't the shuttle have discreetly relieved itself in a black hole? We know that astronauts wear diapers. Why not the shuttle itself? If nothing else, this episode proves no matter how much you jiggle and pace, the last few drops end up in space.
Tang tinkle, that's good. Yeah.
Well, that's what they call it in polite company.
Of course. Let me review your choices. From Amy Dickinson, the story of how the appearances of the Virgin Mary in a town in Texas were explained simply by finding the person who was creating them. From Roy Blunt Jr., how everybody's gossiping tongues about an unlikely relationship between a beauty and a beast was explained when it found out that it wasn't real. And from Mo Rocca, the story of what that beautiful golden light in the sky really was. Which of these is the real story of a mystery solved in the news?
Well, shouldn't Mo's answer been number one?
Ah, there you go.
Oh, very good.
I'll take Mo's answer.
You're going to go for Mo's answer. Mo's great golden light in the sky. All right, then. Well, we spoke to somebody who can tell us a little bit about this particular incident.
That wastewater turns to crystals immediately in space, and those are visible from Earth sometimes, depending on the lighting.
That was NASA spokesperson Kylie Klem explaining why people could see the remarkable golden light from the space shuttle. Congratulations, Mario. You got it right. You're into points for Mo Rocca. And you've won our prize. Carol Castle will record the greeting in your home answering machine. Well done, sir.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I saw the light. I saw the light. No more darkness. No more.